This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. I just sent you part one and part two of what I believe are important things to talk about this morning. Part one is three diary entries that I did on the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. And I'd like you to just look at those as where we start. And then part two is a direction in terms of what I think might be a useful way to spend your day.
Okay. While I'm bringing that up,
number two is going out. Yeah. Mostly, it's about the university that you and I are going to start.
Okay.
I think that what's going on right now is a bunch of hogwash. I have decided to go back to school and understand gene splicing, which I did. And how one makes a virus. And there isn't anything that I can't understand. And so I went back and I started looking at exactly what is and is not going on. We, the American public, in fact, the world public, is being played. I have high-end world authorities to support my belief system. It doesn't mean I'm right. But I'm gonna say something. If you're hanging on a wall by one hand and you're losing your grip and all of a sudden you fall and die, if you tested positive for coronavirus when you hit the ground, that's a death caused by the virus. That's item one. That means that everybody is misdirected with data and the way they're choosing to show it. This virus is no different or no more of a killer than any other flu or cold that we might have in any given year. Page one. Page two. Why are they putting our children out to school when the children are affected? In Italy, where they say they have all these deaths. You know why they have more deaths in Italy? Because the hospitals are turning away 80-year-old people that need to go to the hospital because they're sick for some reason. It has nothing to do with the flu. They're turning away age discrimination. Now, this is to support their right for declaring a state of emergency and war act of World War II. And watch what happens next. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm in full revolt. That's my statement. And I've given you data to support it. And I have what we have now is a window of opportunity. This is going to cause a world change in everything. And that's okay. It needed changing. But this is not going to go, knock on wood, the way they think it's going to go. I'm hoping it goes the way I would like to see things go, where we begin to have a change on things. I remember when Gore first approached me to be on his cabinet because of Tony Van Zandt. You didn't, may not know this, but at one time when, during Spotted Owl, when Clinton went to Portland to talk about Spotted Owl, Gore spent 3 days with his 6 Secret Service agents at my home trying to convince me I should go into politics as a Secretary of Agriculture. I turned him down on the 3rd day when he told me that we don't need to focus on agriculture, because we should let third world countries do that, and our attention should be focused more on high-tech physics. And I looked at him, and I asked him what planet he was born on. Right now, most all of you, including me, only eat 3% of the food we've actually produced locally. I know there are more people out there that do the farmer's market, but basically, most cities are only eating 3% of the food that's produced right there. And I am reminded of Gurdjieff and other kinds of philosophers that said you should eat your environment, that 40%, your goal this year should be to eat 40% of the food you've produced locally. Doesn't mean your neighbor, your farmer's market, not Safeway, not Albertsons, not the produce from those areas, but produce that comes directly from Chattanooga or from Springfield, Missouri, or wherever. You should be eating local. And if you can do that, like you have 3 days of water on hand with a replacement plan, yeah, this virus means nothing. Everybody's going to get the cold sometime this year. This particular virus is particularly nasty for being communicable. It means it lasts a little longer before it dies. But the page I put together on 3/17/20, read those, Vincent. There are simple ways to determine whether or not you have the virus or not. One of which is just holding your breath for 10 seconds when you wake up in the morning. If you hold your breath for 10 seconds and blow it out, if you don't cough, you don't have that virus. You might have a cold or a flu, but not this one. And that's a simple, simple test to do. If you have it, all you have to do, like Tom Hanks, his wife, you just simply wait it through like you would any other cold or flu, and you're just fine. Aging, old people like me, I'm saying good health. There's no way I'm even probably even going to be the 40% that doesn't get it. Yes, that's right. 60% of you will most likely at some point get this virus. So what? If you're in good health, the virus is whacked out very, very easily. And there is a large recovery thing. And where people are dying is from the panic. I've said there will be literally 100 times the people will die from the panic than from the flu itself. So if there's 3,000 people that die, there will be 30,000 that would be because of the fear of it. And it's done with intent. And Italy has started age discrimination. And of course those older people are going to die if they need to go into a hospital because they have pneumonia. That's what most people die of. Not the disease that they have, but their response to not being able to cope with the disease, and pneumonia sets in. It's time we all of us educate ourselves and take steps to become a little more sovereign.
So, Rick, are you saying that dying of the panic is because of the internal additional stress that causes the body system?
Yeah, people are afraid. They don't know what to think. I watched people going into Walmart hoarding toilet paper, and if you look right below the barcode, where did it come from? Made from China. These are people who are nuts. They're nuts. They're lemmings. And I'm going to guess some of them were paid to make it look like there was a raid. All things orchestrated. It's not real. It's not real. Which scientist would you like me to quote from? Germany or from how about China? China overreacted, and the world saw a window of opportunity. Let's go for it.
Vic, are you suggesting that we don't need to prepare, that we don't need to brace for the coming additional
storm? Okay, when HIV came out, which, by the way, was way more serious than this one, way, by two orders of magnitude, when HIV came out, it simply meant you couldn't have sex up the rear. Listen, this whole thing is nuts. Of course you don't want to go into large crowds of people right now, because that's how you get the flu. I remember my parents taking me to get sick with mumps and measles and chicken pox, because I could easily ward it off. Those were real killers, and they didn't give me immunity shots. They expose me. That's how they do immunity. It's your body that fights it off, not an inoculation. Medicine is broken. It's not right any more than dentistry is. The two industries, those two industries, dentistry and medicine, basically should be, they're from the dark ages, to use radiation as a way to cure cancer. I had a little girl die in my arms of leukemia because of that crap. I've been there and done that, and now I'm 76 years old, and most of you respect me for being at least semi-informed. I'm semi-informed, and I decided to go out of my way and get more informed, and the more informed I got on this virus, the more depressed I got at the lemming things. Let's see what it... Oh, the one for March 16th, my birthday. That's the second of three documents I sent you. The one there runs it down in terms of what happens next and why. What happens as a result of this virus? It isn't about people dying. Let's see. We go to paperless money because we don't want to. Can you imagine being a banker right now, moving currency across a counter with anyone that walks into the bank? You know, who knows what drug it was in to snort cocaine, whatever. Then you move to the second part, like, who actually benefits? Well, let's say this trial was postponed in Israel because he was going to go to trial for being corrupt, and that thing got put off. Let's say, how about, I mean, the list goes down and down in terms of what actually is going to happen as a result of the panic of this thing, and none of it is right. So, yes, the universe has changed, and yes, it's never going to be the same again, just like it was during the 50s and the 60s and the 70s with music, war, or whatever. You know, I remember the music band War. What's it good for? Well, it's big business. What do you think's happening? Who's benefiting from this whole thing? That's a good question to ask. I'm done. This is wrong to close down borders between California and Oregon. That's the next thing that just happened. And all the kids...
We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough
enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And we've been talking about the Corona panic. Rick, in San Francisco, they're in their second day of lockdown. The city is locked down. And the order in San Francisco bans any activities that are not essential. No drinking at bars, no haircuts by barbers, no dinner parties. Restaurants can only operate for takeout delivery. Outdoor exercise is allowed, but gyms are closed. I assume the bathhouses are closed as well. But, Rick, are you saying that that's not necessary, or are you saying that is necessary? I'm confused.
Well, okay, common sense. It's like going to grade school to pick up your daughter. Grade school is a breeding ground for diseases. That's one of the things public school offers, is the child builds up natural immunities way better in a public school than they might at homeschooling. So there are pluses and minuses on why you do what you do. And if you go to a large restaurant and they're not doing salmonella, I mean, you know, just as easily that person handling your food and everybody else's food, and or the busboy that cleans up after somebody and then cleans up another table, and at the that isn't washed quite correctly and it gets back out on the table to someone else, what do you think is going to happen? The normal contamination. That's why you keep your body healthy, because it is the physical body that wards off all this crap. And it's no different than today. Do I want to go to a restaurant and eat? Yeah. Do I choose certain places over others? Yes. How about a salad bar where everybody gets to touch it and decides, no, I don't want that, and they put it back? Yeah. It's time you think about sanitation a little differently than you just presumed. No tongue when you hug. You know, how about the Vulcan mind grip? You know, the live long and crispy. You don't shake hands. You hold your hand up. How about coming over to your house and letting people you don't know inside your house? How's that work? Where have they been? Out in the outhouse? Of course you need to rethink a lot of values that you have assumed or presumed in terms of handling cleanliness and health. But am I afraid? Absolutely not. What I'm afraid of is what happens to all those people that are marginally existing and now can't go to work for 2 weeks. And what happens to those people and their incomes? And how that is going to affect their health. And we'll blame it on the coronavirus.
Okay, well, Rick, it seems the choice is clear. If the government takes a position and says, all right, we're going to lock down, we're going to quarantine, we're going to limit travel and so forth. We're going to limit the number of people who can go to a restaurant. We're going to limit gatherings in social circumstances and settings. That will crash the economy. Or the government can say, no, boys and girls, everything's good, don't worry about it, and try to keep the economy afloat. So it seems like there's a choice. And it's not what they're doing right now is not working because it's crashing the economy. The reports that I'm reading are right now.
It's already crashed. Right now, even if everything went right back to normal, none of you, all of us, have suffered already in terms of the next 4 months of what happens next. Just your food choices in the stores.
Yeah. That's right. Well, right now, if you wanted to buy some things online, and I looked last night, in the middle of the night I got up, and I looked for Hearst's ham beans, and it's a soup mix. It's a bag of beans with maybe some Cajun spices. Out of stock on, this is Walmart.com, out of stock. Lipton onion soup mix in the box, you know, those two packets in a box, out of stock. Campbell's split pea soup in cans, out of stock. Goya 16 bean soup mix.
More important things like your prescriptions at Walgreens and Walmart.
Well, these are important too. I mean, you gotta have enough food. You gotta have food too. What I'm saying is there are shortages that are here right now. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration's continuing to pitch lawmakers on Capitol Hill on a huge economic stimulus plan to help Americans impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says Democrats would have one requirement of any such bill.
Focus on the people who need help the most, the workers, the families.
In fact, the Washington Post reports the plan would provide two payments to working Americans of around $1,000 each. The first payment going out around April 6th. The second wave of payments would go out on May 18th. President Trump has chosen Christopher Miller to be the next director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He was formerly the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations and Combating Terrorism. He'll replace Joseph McGuire, who Trump chose to be Acting Director of National Intelligence, though McGuire left that position in February. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, you mentioned the closing of the border between Oregon and California. Can you address that, please?
Would I do what?
Could you tell us more about that?
They're going to close the borders like they do for fruit fly and other kinds of things. That's going to happen today. They're going to have, in other words, you can't enter the state of California without first being inspected.
Yeah, I remember that back in 1980 when
we were
in California.
No, they do that now. We have border checks all the time going into California for the fruit fly and med fly, the, you know, from the tropical fruits that they grow in California. They have an ag check to go into the state of California. They're going to do that, only this one's going to be ramped up and run by people wearing masks and hazmat suits. That's crazy. What do you think that's going to do to an average family of people that don't do anything but watch Mickey Mouse?
Well, I remember back in 1980 in California, there was the MedFly, which stood for Mediterranean Fruit Fly epidemic, allegedly, and there were airplanes spraying malathion from above, and they'd say, look, y'all, if you park your car out in the open and we spray, you're going to have the paint peeling off your car in little specks as the insecticide.
The whole thing is going to cause hardships on levels that are unacceptable. And when they come to my door for my weapon because of the flu epidemic, how did Yoda put it? My gun you may have. After I give you my bullets, I will. This is BS. It's total BS, and they're going to try to play it out. Trump just took the World War II War Act, and now to have complete say over corporations and what they can and can't do, because they're going to pretend like we're in a moment of war. Now, you tell me how that plays.
I can tell you right this moment that gasoline is available at multiple outlets in Springfield, Missouri at $1.72 for regular. I can also tell you that the price of gasoline at the New York Harbor, the wholesale price. Now get ready for this, class. I mentioned that you could buy gasoline in wholesale quantities at the New York Harbor at about $1, maybe a week ago. The current price of gasoline is 57 cents a gallon at the New York Harbor. 57 cents. The price of low sulfur diesel on the Gulf Coast right now is 93 cents a gallon. You know, the stuff that's selling for $3 or so a gallon.
Yeah. Why did people go hoarding toilet paper of all things? What is that about?
Well, because some people live in apartments, some people live in high density housing, some people live in houses that have an eighth of an acre, or a quarter of an acre, or half an acre, and they want to make sure that they can wipe. I mean, it's as simple as that.
They're already in the supermarket store with everybody else buying the hoarding things. Before it's too late. End quote.
Well, Rick, our family buys toilet paper, let's say, every 5 or 10 years when it's on sale. That's what we do.
It's crazy, the behavior of people in panic.
Oh, absolutely.
That is what is going to cause the trouble. When you start to rationally question what's going on and why, there are no answers to respond in terms of current behavior. Two days ago, I saw a man driving the wrong way down a one-way street because he did not want to do a big circle around. He was in a hurry, and he wanted to go two blocks down to cut over. So he went down a wrong-way street. People's behavior during these kinds of crises go beyond rationale to the point where people become irrational. And when we talked about it, the way people are driving last month, watch what happens today. And that is what the problem of panic is about. Fear is the first enemy of man, and this virus is no different than any other common cold. It just lasts longer before it kills itself out. And once it's in your body drills it. It's only if you don't have enough water that it will establish. So hydration is another part of time for life changes and the way you look at what you do and why. And if you want to live in a high rise where you don't know where everybody came from, they could have just as easily come from China. Who knows? I can tell you that none of the statistics that are being given are real. They have manipulated the data, and I think it's time that we start calling out Fox News and the rest of it. Fox News used to be a place where I would go for the alternative media over CBS. I used to like Dan Rather, and before that was Walter Cronkite. And once Dan Rather got on, my credibility for CBS dropped to the point where I started going and picking up a second input from Fox News. And then I changed from Fox News to PBS. But none of it is real. And the whole thing is about media, and while there are honest reporters out there, you'll notice that many of them that are calling things out, whether it's sex abuse, whatever, they're all being fired off of major networks. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I wonder how many of them, I wonder how many of those people worship at the same house of worship.
It goes downhill from there. And handshaking and all the rest of what we do as a social human society. It's time to rethink what we do and why. And I would start with your food. Just like last year when Matt Stein was still alive, we were talking about water. Once you have your water, now you need to do your food. And your food should be, the goal you should have is 40% by the end of summer, you are eating 40% of the food that you consume. You should be doing it yourself and or getting it from a local neighbor, like a food court, you know, the farmer's market. Somebody growing it locally.
Yeah. Well, Rick, you mentioned water. In Missouri, right at this moment, there's massive flooding. We just had a torrential rain on top of day after day after day after day of rain and no sun. So the sun didn't evaporate the water from the ground. It is percolated down. And I know for a fact that we have a perimeter drain system around our house, 10 feet down, 10 feet below grade. And what it does is it has, it's perforated 4-inch pipe, and it has holes in it. And as the water goes down below grade, this pipe will pick up the moisture, droplets, water, etc., and send it to a lower elevation. That water is running at a stream almost like a faucet. That's how much water is coming through this pipe. Now, normally there's none. For months and months and months, none. We have so much rain, it doesn't even have to rain to have water coming from underground. And I'm only talking 10 feet down. Here's where I'm going with this. The ground is super saturated. This is like the early days of Noah's flood. If it continues like this, trees will fall over because the root balls will be in mud rather than, you know, soil. And the slightest wind will blow them over. We've seen this happen before. There's another problem with this. Okay, so these big trees that are, oh, let's see, 100 years old can fall across the road, land on houses, take down roofs of houses, smash cars, and block the roadways. And, you know, four guys with pickup trucks are not going to be able to move these trees. They're that big. All right, that's one thing. Next thing is the preferred method of sewage disposal in Missouri, if you have land, is a lagoon. And a lagoon is nothing more than a hole, a depression, cut out of the soil so that it becomes like a pond. But a pond that doesn't fill up the way a normal pond would from runoff. So a lagoon is an area that's higher up than that. It fills up with liquid waste and solid waste from flushing the toilets and the sinks and the washing machine and so forth. All right. We had so much rain this morning that the roads are flooded. We are unable to get out, even with a four-wheel drive pickup truck that's three-quarter ton raised, another 6 inches, you know, from the factory. It's, you know, tall pickup truck, can't get out. We're stuck here because of the rushing water across the road. Culverts are washed out. Now, the reason I mentioned the lagoons is they've overflowed. We don't have one, but a lot of people do. So the lagoons that have overflowed have cross-connected with the streams, and raw sewage is running downhill. Now, what does that do? Well, there are people who live downhill, and that's going to cross-connect with their wells. The wells are all, most of the wells use the same aquifer. So now we're going to have fecal matter in the well water. The alarm that I'm ringing is that this has nothing to do with the coronavirus. This is just another piece of how difficult it's becoming to just survive. So yesterday's well was probably okay, and last week's was okay, and last year's was okay, but today it's now suspect. Rick, do you follow my logic?
Yes, the whole thing is going to require every one of us rethinking the way we do what we do and our lifestyle. And with that comes an opportunity to make things better.
So I just did a quick search for gasoline in Nixa, Missouri, N-I-X-A, $1.66 per gallon, regular, unleaded, $1.67 at Casey's. Murphy USA, which is where the Chinese factory outlets sell gasoline, $1.67. Rick, what is gasoline in your neck?
179 in Oregon. Huh? Yeah. We have refineries in California and Washington State. And so the gas is brought in from either of those two states usually.
Okay, but these prices are pretty low, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it used to be up to 240. 270, now down to 179, 172.
So, Rick, what I'm finding out is regardless of whether the coronavirus is a mild case or an extreme case that wipes people's lives out, the supply chain is broken.
The supply chain is broken. That's going to affect health on its own, and that goes downhill from there because there are now kids that are not going to school. They'll go back to school just before summer break, and they've lost another month minimum of education.
Well, no, they just missed a month or more of school, not of education. Necessarily.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing week Weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, we're talking about children's education. And I'd like to say it this way. Here's how I look at it. I would never let the government training camp get in the way of our children's education. Any comments?
Well, I'm grateful that you are reconsidering being Dumbledore for our new metaphysical school online, because all these kids right now, what are they doing for their education? They're talking about not even starting school back up until the end of May and end of April. And let me tell you, that's 1 month and then summer vacation. And they have lost another full month of education in our children with public schools. And this is an abomination. It's not right.
I don't know if they're really being educated, Rick. They're going
not.
Through motions.
What happened to woodshop? What happened to mechanical drawing? What happened to home economics? What happened to, the list goes on and on of things that you and I took when we were in high school. They don't even offer those anymore.
Back in 1990.
And as you so accurately pointed out, Diamond and Home Depot have to put out new special videos on how to use screwdrivers. This is crazy.
Well, it's more than that. It's more than that. It's how
it's
to use a level.
Intent.
It's how to use a level. It's how to use a tape measure. I mentioned on this broadcast over the years just a couple times that I have a friend who had a business that would fabricate things out of metal, and it was just down the road from a high school. And he was a customer of ours, and I built his computer networks that he ran his business on. So he had lathes and presses and all kinds of machinery to fabricate metal. And when the high school students would show up and they'd say, hey, I'd like to have a job, he would take out of his shirt pocket a stainless steel ruler, small one, about 6 inches long, and he would ask them to show him on that ruler a specific measurement, and they couldn't do it. Now, he's right down the road from the high school. I'm talking maybe a mile, maybe a little more, but not much more. And they were unable to read a ruler. This is in the 1990s. I mean, we've lost a lot of ground since then. But you're absolutely right in terms of home economics. I presented the superintendent of schools. I was just a teacher. And I rewrote the curriculum at a high level for our county's high school. And I presented it to him, and I said that what we needed to do was teach things like principles of insurance, principles of business, principles of banking, a lot of principles and ethics that we should include in the curriculum, and then we should take other things out, like nice fuzzy stuff that you can't really do much with. And I was told it's not going to happen. And so why isn't that going to happen? Well, if you really look at what is happening with schools, schools are taking money under contract with the federal government. The government says, we will give you this money, but you will do these things. And that includes reporting. So schools have enormous reporting requirements based on what is taught and what is regurgitated of what is taught. And so those reports about who, what, when, where, why, and how are filled out by the teachers in lieu of preparing for the next day's classes. So teachers are filling out forms and reports for the feds instead of preparing to teach the classes for the students. So education is failing, but we have more information or more data. And we have more money. So schools now have more money per student and are doing a worse job of education. And so what do these schools say? The problem with education. Yep, you're right. We need more money. No, they don't need more money. What they need is books. They need paper, pencils, and teachers. Qualified teachers who are able to teach the subject without reading it the night before and regurgitating it in front of the classroom for the students to hear and then regurgitate for the test. That's what has happened to education. Do you agree or disagree, Rick?
The whole thing is done with intent. And the creepy part is to realize that the guy that supposedly did Microsoft, Bill Gates, owns the patent to this specific virus, and he owns the Wuhan facility that it got leaked in, doing the studies on it. Now, how does that work?
I wonder if he goes to the same church as these other people who do these evil things. I wonder what church that is. Maybe it's not even a church. So, Rick, I'm concerned about the water. I'm concerned about the supply chain. And right now, almost 20% of households in the United States have lost work due to the pandemic. Now, some people have said, no, it's not
income.
A pandemic.
Yeah, lost income.
Yeah, but it is a pandemic. And we've defined what a pandemic is. Class, Rick and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. This is USA Prepares.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.